High School is actually putting in a brand new sound system, which will hopefully be in by next week. So in the meantime, this is a very temporary setup. I hope you can hear okay today. I want to thank the choir and the ushers for rigging up a temporary sound system so we can get through this weekend's masses. In the gospel today, we're still going through our journey through John chapter 6. And today, the Lord says something that really is such an important point. He says, I am the bread that came down from heaven. Now, not only was our Lord foreshadowing the Eucharist and telling us he was going to give us himself in the Eucharist, but here he's claiming to be divine. He's claiming divinity. He says he has come down from heaven. And that's why many of the people in the crowd that day were confused and they objected. They say, how can he claim to come down from heaven? We even know his family, his relatives, he's from Nazareth. How can he say he's come down from heaven? Well, you and I know how Christ came down from heaven. Jesus is the eternal Son of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. And so through the incarnation, the Lord came down from heaven and began to live among us as man. But you know what? When Jesus walked through the streets of Jerusalem, he did not look like God. He did not look like the second person of the Trinity. When he walked through the streets, he was probably covered with dust. He was sweating. He got hungry. He got thirsty. So when you saw Jesus, you didn't immediately think that, oh, there's God walking down the street. Now, the parallel in our life today is that just as the people in those days, they saw Jesus, he didn't look like God, but he was. So when people look at the Eucharist, it doesn't look like Jesus, but it is. And there's a parallel. Now, the Lord says, he is the living bread that comes down from heaven. He says, the ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. But the bread I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. And those who eat this bread, he says, will live forever. And again, he repeats himself. I am the living bread come down from heaven. The bread I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. He's referring here to the Last Supper, the bread that he will give. He gave us this living bread at the Last Supper when the Lord took bread and wine and he said, this is my body, this is the cup of my blood. The great miracle that took place, the church calls transubstantiation. Sort of a big word, but if you break it apart, it makes it easy to understand. Transubstantiation. Trans means a change, and substantiation means a change in substance. And that is the word that the church has used for over 1,000 years to describe the reality that takes place at the Last Supper and that takes place at every single Mass. It means that when Jesus spoke those words, this is my body, this is the cup of my blood, at that very moment, the bread and wine cease to exist and Jesus becomes present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, and yet the appearances remain the same. Now, these words are based upon some Greek philosophical words of substance and accidents, and the substance is the inner reality of something, and the accidents are the appearances of something. And so when the Lord took bread and when he said, this is my body, it became the body of Christ, and yet the appearances of bread remain the same, the appearances of wine remain the same. There's a change in substance, not a change in appearance. And so this is what the church teaches, and this is a word that every Catholic should know, transubstantiation, because it occurs, this miracle occurs at every single Mass. Why do we believe in this miracle? Well, because the Lord himself told us at the Last Supper when he said, this is my body, this is the cup of my blood. The Lord could have said many other words. He could have said, this represents my body, This symbolizes my body. This reminds you of my body. This bread contains my body. He didn't say any of those things. He said, this is my body. This is the cup of my blood. And remember that since Jesus is God, he can work miracles. When he told Lazarus to come back to life, immediately a dead man came back to life. When Jesus saw a deaf person or a blind person or a leper, when he spoke, his words took effect. So when he said to the bread and to the wine, this is my body, this is the cup of my blood, it actually became the presence of the Lord, but the appearances remain the same. Now we can, and we do accept this because we believe that Jesus is God, that he's the eternal Son of God. And if God can create the entire universe out of nothing, he can certainly change something into something. He can change bread and wine into his body and blood. We know by working the miracle of the loaves and fishes, he has power over these things. By changing water into wine, he shows he has power over these elements. By walking on the water, he shows he has power over his body. Remember, all these miracles are rolled into one in the Eucharist. And even after Jesus rose from the dead, sometimes he could appear in a manner in which somebody did not recognize him. Like Mary Magdalene thought he was the gardener in the Garden of the Resurrection. The apostles on the way to Emmaus thought he was a stranger. So the Lord can be there, but he can take a different appearance. And that's how he shows up at every Mass, under the appearances of bread and wine. So always remember that word, that a very important word, transubstantiation. And the church began using this word about the year 1000. It officially became part of the teaching of the church in 1215 at the Fourth Lateran Council. Then the Council of Trent also reaffirmed this teaching. But its base, it was not invented in the 15th century. It was present from the early church, even to the Last Supper, when Jesus said those words, this is my body, this is the cup of my blood. And if you read some of the early church fathers, they write about this, even in the 300s and 400s AD. St. Cyril of Jerusalem says, judge not the matter from taste, but from faith, and fully be assured without misgiving that you have been given the body and the blood of Christ. He also goes on to say that when we receive the Lord, we become a living tabernacle because Jesus is within us. And isn't that a powerful thought to think about? That we have what's called the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Not symbolic, not representative. It's Christ himself. Now, I'm sure you, let's say you're going out on a date. Let's say you're 16 years old and you met somebody and you say, let's meet and go out for pizza. So you show up and that person's supposed to meet you there. Imagine if they decided not to show up, but they sent over a photograph of themselves, and you had to have that propped up in the chair opposite you. That would be a boring date, wouldn't it? That's what we call a symbolic presence, a photograph, a reminder of somebody. That's not the Eucharist. The Eucharist is when the person shows up, and you actually can converse and talk with that person. So the Lord shows up at every Mass. When the priest, a validly ordained Catholic priest, who's been ordained by a bishop who can trace his ordination all the way back to Christ and those apostles, when he says those words, this is my body, this is the cup of my blood, the Lord becomes present on the altar, really, truly, and substantially. So it is amazing that we come to Mass every Sunday, even every day, and we often don't comprehend the great miracle that takes place at every Mass, the miracle of transubstantiation. At those words, Jesus becomes present no longer. There is no more bread and wine present after the consecration. The substance has been completely changed into the body, blood, soul, divinity of Christ, only the appearances of the bread and wine remain. The substance is Christ, really, truly, and substantially present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, and yet the appearances remain the same. And that's why the Lord tells us, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world.